All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com for all of your tax needs. Now, since 2010, we've seen the San Francisco Giants go on to win 3 World Series championships, and that formula of winning the title in even number years came to an end last year when the Giants were bumped in the NLDS by the eventual World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Now, here in 2017, the Giants have not enjoyed a strong start. They are currently 6-13, and they've lost 6 of their last 7 games, including being swept over the weekend on the road by the hands of the Colorado Rockies. Now, of course, you know about the Madison Bumgarner injury as he suffered it while he was on a dirt bike during the Giants' off day. And there's a possibility that Bumgarner could miss an extended period of time, and that is really going to put a hamper on the Giants' postseason chances here in 2017. You look at this sputtering Giants offense as they are 11th in runs scored in the National League so far this season. And for President of Baseball Operations Brian Sabian, along with manager Bruce Bochy, they are really going to have to put their thinking caps on to try to get things around. The biggest question for the Giants right now, who is going to step up? Is it going to be Joe Panik, Brandon Belt, or Brandon Crawford in this lineup? Of course, you know the catcher Buster Posey has been dealing with a concussion issue. He is back in the lineup, though. But still, you know, you never know how long that he's going to have lingering effects from that. You look at this rotation with the likes of Johnny Cueto, Jeff Samardzija, and Matt Moore. Who is going to step up and somewhat replace? Because you really can't replace what Bumgarner does, because he is one of the top 5 best starting pitchers in the game right now. But who is going to step up and attempt to keep this Giants team afloat? That is the big thing right now. Now, you look at the upcoming schedule for San Francisco. They're going to begin a 4-game set at home tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers, which will be followed by 3 games at home over the weekend against the San Diego Padres. From there, San Francisco will begin a 9-game road trip that will see them take on the Dodgers, Cincinnati Reds, and New York Mets. And sometimes getting away and getting on the road will allow a team to get back on track. And I mean, easier said than done, because basically the Giants were on the road in their recent games, and they struggled against the Kansas City Royals. And like I said, they were swept by the Rockies. Now, the one good thing that the Giants do have going for them is that I don't see anybody running away with the NL West right now. You look at the Giants and Dodgers, they were expected to be in play to win this division. They both gotten off the slow starts. You look at the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks, they are playing good baseball right now, but at some point I do think that they come back to earth. It gives the Giants a chance, but I tell you like this, without Bumgarner, it is not a good chance. And there's a possibility that the Giants not only could miss the postseason this year, but this could be the first time since 2013 that the Giants will finish a season with a losing record. So it still remains to be seen. But even with this slow start, I'm not too optimistic for the Giants making the postseason now here in 2017. Granted, it is still very early because we're still in April, but that Bumgarner injury and the lack of offensive production that they are getting right now does not lend that much optimism towards them. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.